perfume is the message. Money makes a dance. Love is the product. The joke is in. The joke is in. The joke is in your face.
I'm Are You Serious? And this is my show. A couple of months ago, we posted a collection of great moments from the Are You Serious show that we called Mondology Volume 1, Free Audio Download. With this Creative Commons collection, we singled out some particularly fine, funny, poignant, and rockin' moments from the Are You Serious show. And on today's show, we're going to give you a taste of Mondology Volume 1, presenting some of the readings, mashups, and tunes that are included in that collection. Go to areyouseriousradio.com to link to the entire volume. And meanwhile, it is the end of the year, and a lot of shows will be remembering those who passed on this year. But I'm here with Jeff Deal, Destiny, and Steve Robles. And Steve Robles has another idea.
I just think we should talk about people that we want to see dead in 07.
Do tell.
Wow, where do you begin? There's so many people who are worthy of death. I don't know why. This morning I just thought Cheney would be just a good...
Such a
good
an obvious choice. I thought it is obvious. A pop culture figure.
I know. And I wasn't going to go with
you know,
it,
I
but...
It some nice, fun, mean-spirited attack on a rock star or something. I mean, some undeserving person who, you know...
Well, what about you? Aren't you due?
Because they're around. I am. I'm overdue. Man, this is my year for...
I mean, bear in mind, I was going to say Jeff, but...
I think we're both well overdue for a dire ending.
And fourth but being me. I mean, when am I going to fucking drop that, for Christ's sake? I'm overripe.
You're tired of waiting, right?
I'm tired of waiting.
I was trying to think of who I... You know, I sort of vaguely thought of Michelle Malkin, but you know, I kind of is she starting to look more like a porn star? Did she do something?
She's kind of cute.
Yeah, she's done something.
Sometimes, then other times, I think she's really weird looking.
I think she and Ann Coulter could do a movie together.
Ann Coulter, that's okay. This is another obvious one.
So is it just like the usual, like you know, go get the
lefty,
the bad right wing guys?
Yeah.
I mean, I remember when Sting used to nauseate me so much, but now he's not around anymore.
I got a couple for you.
I can't pick on Sting too much.
And these are based strictly...
Although he does play the lute.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
So everyone who plays the lute should die? Is
absolutely.
The lap lute?
Let's hear from Jeff Deal.
Well, I don't know. I've been getting more and more hung up lately on just people that I envy, on whose lives seem to be perfect.
Oh.
And those are people I... wouldn't mind see it go away.
Who do we got?
Like Matt Parker or what's their names?
And Trey Stone.
Trey. Yeah,
right.
Trey Stone.
South Park guys who are like filthy rich because of the syndication of South Park.
Yeah, but not only that, I mean, their lifestyle, what they do. I mean, that South Park show is like the perfect show. Their stance with the network is perfect. Like, if you read an interview with them, they just seem like, you know, it's a straight up, like, even whenever they have, you know, roadblocks from ratings agencies or regulators or something, it turns into another game.
Isn't that what we want?
It's too perfect to attain.
I think Jeff's idea is that, and this is certainly probably borne out by, you know, reality, is that there's a lot of like guys who are probably that talented who will just die in obscurity, and I think that if you were to sacrifice them to the comedy gods, somebody else would ascend and achieve that.
No, it's not about that. It's just about spite. It's just I'm just jealous that I'll never have that perfect of a life.
They have a great life, and for this, they must die.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Another one is Kevin Rose from Dig.
Why are you pointing at me when you said that? I'm not responsible for.
I pointed at Dave actually because I thought he might be the one who knows who that is, but he's nodding his head. Not
all right. Let's.
The guy who founded Dig is a website where you can submit stories, people vote them up, and
this is a bad politics for us to be talking about offing Kevin.
Oh, no, there's people who would probably agree with me on this.
But we love Dig and hope they link to us often.
you're not saying you're going to kill him. You're just saying.
We're just wishing the worst for them.
You know, yeah.
And my
particular
reason.
If something were to happen.
Schadenfreude, though, right? Isn't that the word we're looking for?
Yeah, basically. I mean, but it's also a type of flattery you could see it as. You know, it's not that I don't want to kill you because I think you're evil. It's the exact opposite.
You're so successful that you have made my list of people I want to see but die more than anybody.
Yeah. It would show that they're human, you know?
It's not
dying. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. So.
I have my doubts about those guys from Dig. They're immortal. It looks to me.
they could be, artificially intelligent or something like that. This is a weird conversation because usually I expect people to just be like picking on celebrities that irritate them. But I guess we're not irritated.
We need to have celebrities to irritate us. I mean, I think the most obvious one would be to go, oh, Paris Hilton needs to die. I would fucking cry if Paris Hilton died.
Yeah, it's kind of the exact opposite of my mentality with, the South Park guys. Like, I need to have the celebrities around to reinforce the reality that even if you're famous and rich, you can still be a complete, empty, worthless piece of crap.
Well, also in 2006, they keep on getting caught with these cell phone pictures and whatnot doing something stupid. So, I mean, it's tougher to be a celebrity now because you keep on getting caught looking dumb. And I kind of like that.
Hey, what do you think of this whole idea that, like, we reached a watershed moment in culture with this whole Britney Spears snatch thing?
that's true. I mean,
it reached USA Today.
We should actually give her a trophy for that. I mean, you know, I don't want her to die. I actually want to congratulate her for her fine work in celebrity paparazzi arts.
Would the trophy look like an old shoe?
or her snatch, I guess. I mean,
well, you say tomato, I say tomato.
And eventually, the end of the world.
Thank you. Love is the only weapon. Shit!
From a longer piece called I Have a Dream. I'm going to read just a part of that.
Speak it, brother.
In a new world, I have a dream that Oprah Winfrey will buy up all the Pizza Huts on the planet and convert them into a global network of menstrual huts, where for a few days each month, every one of us, man and woman alike, can resign from the crazy-making 9-to-5. We'll drop out and slow down, break trance and dive down into eternal time, where we can sleep 8.5 hours every night, practice our lucid dreams, sing majestic, surrealistic, gymnastic love songs from the future, feast on chocolate as we converse with the little voices in our heads and soak in steamy herb baths, wear wildflower crowns and magic underwear made out of eagle feathers, spider webs, and 100-year-old moss. We'll cook up bigger, better, more original sins, and wilder, wetter, more interesting problems. I have a dream!
1, 2, 3, 4.
This is for the streets. The streets everywhere. Streets affected by the storm called America. I'm doing this for y'all and for me, for the creator.
God save these streets. $1 per a human being. Feel like Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. Listen, homie, it's Dollar Day in New Orleans. It's for the water, hey, when people dead in the street, it eats. And Mr. President, he bout that cash. He got a policy for handling the niggas in trash. And if you poor, you black. I laugh, they won't give you ask. You better off on crack. Dead or in jail or with a gun and Iraq. And it's as simple as that. No opinion, my man, it's mathematical fact. Listen, 1 million poor since 2004. And they got aliens and killians to waste on a war. And make you question what the taxes is for. Or the cost to reinforce the broke levy war. Tell the boss he shouldn't be the boss anymore. Yabe, I mean, God save these streets. $1 per every human being. Feel like Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. God save these streets. Quit being cheap, nigga. Freedom ain't free. Feel like Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. Lord have mercy. Lord
on guard, God save our soul, oh God save our soul, oh God, oh God save our soul, Lord God, God save our soul, oh God save our soul, 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 soul survivor. It's dollar day in New Orleans, it's water, water, hey, when babies dead in the streets. It's enough to make you holler out, like where the fuck is Sir Bono and his famous friends now? Don't get it twisted, man, I dig you too, but if you ain't about the ghetto, then fuck you too. Who care about rock and roll when babies can't eat food? Listen, homie, man, this shit ain't cool. It's like dollar day for New Orleans. It's water, water everywhere. Homies dead in the streets. And Mr. President's a natural ass. He out treating niggas worse than they treat the trash. God save these streets. A $1 per a human being. Feel like Katrina clip. See that Katrina clip. God save these streets. Quit being cheap, nigga. Freedom ain't free. Feel like Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. Soul survivor. God, God, God save our soul. Oh God save our soul. Oh God, oh God save our soul. Lord God, God save our soul. Oh God save our soul. Oh God, oh God save us. God, not in saying for the wicked to rule the world. Say God, not in saying for the wicked to rule the world. God, not in saying for the wicked to rule the world. And even when they do, it's a matter of truth before their wicked ruling is through. So God save these streets. A dollar day from New Orleans. God save these streets. Quit being cheap, homie, freedom ain't free. God save these streets. A $1 per a human being. Feel like a Katrina clip. See that Katrina clip. God save these streets. Quit being cheap, nigga, freedom ain't free. Feel like a Katrina clip. Get a Katrina clap. Ha. Soul survivor. Lord God, God save our soul. God save our soul. Feel like a Katrina clap. Let's make them dollars stack and rebuild these streets. God save these streets. God save these streets. God save the soul. Feel like a Katrina clap. See that Katrina clap. Soul survivor. Don't talk about it, be about it. Peace.
They want to keep people in fear. You want to keep them polarized. You know, there's good and bad. You know, you're either with us or against us. And this is how you keep people under your control.
Control.
Sometimes it's direct mind control, sometimes it's indirect. Many different kinds of mind manipulation. sometimes it's indirect. Many different kinds of mind manipulation.
In a global culture that increasingly worships the ability to make money and wield power, deep executive officers have joined the media's created celebrity firmament. Fully aware of their exalted status, many CEOs expect mere mortals to bow down before them and to satisfy any capricious whims that may strike their fancy. If the demands aren't satisfied, the resulting temper tantrum can be very ugly. How ugly? Take the case of Gerard B. Finneran. In 1995, Finneran, the 58-year-old head of an investment banking firm, was seated in the first-class cabin on a United Airlines flight from Buenos Aires to New York. Taking advantage of the free liquor being served in that section of the plane, Finneran proceeded to get very, very drunk. After a concerned flight attendant refused to give him another glass of wine, Finneran took charge of the situation and began serving himself drinks from the beverage cart. When informed that it was against regulations for passengers to get their own drinks, an infuriated Finneran told the flight attendant that he was going to, quote, bust his ass, unquote. Threatening the crew failed to achieve Finneran's desired result, so he resorted to plan B, going berserk, terrifying passengers, knocking over crew members, and then grabbing drinks and pouring them over his body. He topped off the show with an educational demonstration of primate dominance by clambering onto the beverage cart that had been placed off-limits to him and evacuating his bowels on it, using the first-class linen napkins and his fingers to wipe his hindquarters. According to the criminal complaint filed against him, this captain of industry then proceeded to clean his fingers by walking up and down the aisle, tracking feces throughout the aircraft. In court, Finneran pleaded guilty as charged, but his legal team claimed that the entire incident was a misunderstanding. Their client, they explained, had contracted a severe case of traveler's diarrhea, but couldn't use the first-class lavatories because they had been barricaded by assistance to the president of Portugal, who was also on the flight. In this situation, they argued, what choice did Finneran have but to defecate on the beverage cart? The judge didn't buy it. Finneran was sentenced to 300 hours of community service and presented with a cleaning bill for $50,000. I promise, Your Honor, Finneran told him, you will never hear of me doing anything like this again.
Thank you.
We're here with Larry Harvey, Burning Man.
Thank you.
All right. I think that in, there's like a feedback loop.
Grotesque, compelling, delicate, at the same time, at the Civic Center Plaza.
It's
a sort of a antidote that comes with living off your credit card. Has anyone wondered why? And even if it turns out that God and Mammon are frolicking, and you know the clock is being controlled ideology that and through communion with it they feel that it touches their innermost part, their soul, whenever religious
Do they get confused?
They get confused enough.
They end up at Burning Man.
They go away, but well, they might end up at Burning Man. But no, I don't believe in top. I'm not a big fan of top down. On fire.
In our first, I pushed away. But isn't that what the pagan rituals?
Well, it's just
brought
a
people.
Supernatural.
And it's like the gathering around.
Yes, and that is that I'm not. I'm drawn. However, I have this condition, which I've never had treated. When the supernatural makes me break out in hives. it might. Perhaps that's the very evidence of it. And certainly not, but I think certain kinds of experience should and can be and hopefully often is. And,
well, let's
and so certain things, isn't that what we all want most in life? Is
Burning Man is and how it is, and if he sort of lives in a kids in the. Larry Harvey.
I live in an apartment building. I just finished a utopian novel, as a matter of fact. Mm-hmm. You know, okay. Am I allowed to say that on?
Absolutely.
That suggests that you could apply it in a rather revolutionary way.
And then. Being sort of the joke in a television show or something like that.
I don't see that as there's nothing sinister in that. Probably,
it helps in talking to them
But it is an attitude that leads very far.
And yet, punk rock in some ways gives birth to Burning Man because you also have to do it yourself.
Don't
you
get me wrong.
You can grab the tools and make
our
something
roots,
for yourself.
A good part, not all, but a good part of our roots are in the counterculture, in the underground society of San Francisco, and all of that. I think that any group that can do that can re-enter society and maintain its integrity intact.
This is called The Other Universe of Bruce Wayne. There's an alternate universe in which Bruce Wayne is poor, and I have my shit together. Without money, there's no Batman, there's no Batmobile, no Batcave, no utility belts, much less a cool butler and a trusted sidekick. Without Batman, there's no crime fighting, no hot vigilante action, no pensive brooding on the rooftops of Gotham. In this universe, Bruce Wayne drinks alone in his trailer home in Arkansas. Bruce has one friend, me. He calls me in the middle of the night. Hey, it's Bruce. Can you come get me? I'm feeling real low. I can tell by the sound of his voice that he's been dumped again. In this universe, Bruce Wayne ain't that lucky in love. I pull up outside his trailer in my convertible 63 Lincoln Continental. Bruce makes his way inside the car, reeking of whiskey and cigarettes. She's gone, he says. Can we stop by the store? When we get to the store... When we get to the store, Bruce hobbles in. His knees and feet have seen better days. He's got a couple vertebrae in his lower back that cracked and healed poorly that gives him constant pain. He has chronic headaches the VA hospital won't do anything about. They say it's psychosomatic. I buy Bruce another bottle of whiskey and we go back to my place. I know he doesn't want to talk. He just doesn't want to be alone. I turn on the TV and we watch as he drinks. We watch The Tonight Show with Lenny Bruce. Tonight's guest is Jimi Hendrix. He's plugging the album he just cut with Miles Davis, The Kind of Blue Haze Experience. He's asleep by the time Late Night with Bill Hicks comes on. During the guest bit when Richard Pryor is talking about the cure for multiple sclerosis, I can hear Bruce talking, unawake but not rested. Bruce talks in his sleep, and I would let him, but when he starts screaming, "It's not fucking right! It's not fucking right! It's not fucking right!" I have to wake him. When he finally realizes he's awake, he instinctively moves for the whiskey. He's shaking so hard he can't pour it, so he drinks it right out of the bottle. I sit next to him and hold him close to me. "It's okay, Bruce. There's another universe out there in which everyone loves you. Children read about you in comic books. Adults make movies about you, and you symbolize justice in human form." Bruce exhales loudly and looks up. "And in this other universe," he asks, "what are you?" "Bruce," I say, "don't you concern yourself with that."
Lucky Auto Parts, Weehawken, New Jersey, 1982. Every night at closing was just about the same, except sometimes on Friday. Albert would crack open a six-pack of Rheingold while Fat Robbie started making calls. Nobody knew what made Frankie tick, what kind of schemes he'd cook up, what kind of racket he had going, but he'd try to sweeten the pot with little extras. Like taking us all out on a limo job.
Face down in the corner of the pepper.
temperament lounge isn't any way to wake up. Kicked into consciousness by some flunky broom pusher a couple of courts low. You could almost feel sorry for a kid like that. A sad sack angel from some whistle snort town. Probably the one that took my wallet while I was passed out. I hate the rain. The rain reminds me of her. I hate the bricks anyway.
If I were young as once I was, and dreams and death more distant then, I wouldn't split my soul in two and keep half in the world of men. So half of me would stay at home and strive for faery in vain, while all the while my soul would stroll up narrow path down crooked lane, and there would meet a fairy lass and smile and bow with kisses three. She'd pluck wild eagles from the air and nail me to a lightning tree. And if my heart would run from her or flee from her, be gone from her, she'd wrap it in a nest of stars. And then she'd take it on with her, until one day she'd tire of it, all bored with it, and done with it. She'd leave it by a burning brook, and off brown boys would run with it. They'd take it and have fun with it, and stretch it long and cruel and thin. They'd slice it into four, and then they'd string with it a violin. And every day and every night they'd play upon my heart a song so plaintive and so wild and strange that all who heard it danced along, and sang and whirled and sank and trod, and skipped and slipped and reeled and rolled until, with eyes as bright as coals, they'd crumble into wheels of gold. But I am young no longer now. For 60 years my heart's been gone to play its dreadful music there beyond the valley of the sun. I watch with envious eyes and mind the single-souled who dare not feel the wind that blows beyond the moon, who do not hear the fairy reel. If you don't hear the fairy reel, they will not pause to steal your breath. When I was young, I was a fool. So wrap me up in dreams and death.
Love's the only weapon. Shit!
Are you serious?